best when he is unseen and hidden. He releases wicked schemes under the radar. Battle strategy number one is exposure. You can never overcome what you fail to identify. Discerning what type of demonic power you are facing helps identify its tactics, operations, and schemes. This also helps you know how to combat it. Typically, there are 4 points to break through a demonic attack. First, you discern the attack and identify the demon. Second, you enter into prayer to get wisdom and instruction. Third, you rise in authority to break the attack. You exercise the dominion that Jesus has given to you as a child of God. You boldly tell the devil no. You break his power and assignment over your life. You serve a spiritual eviction notice. This is what deliverance really is. It is evicting the enemy and sweeping the house clean. Finally, you renew your mind and develop your faith to stay free. It is one matter to get free, but you must realize that the devil is persistent. If a demon has been operating in and around you for years, and then you evict it, it will look for a way to come back. Jesus taught us this principle. If people are not willing to do some follow-up work, then it is better not even to minister deliverance to them, because they can end up worse off. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through dry places seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with itself 7 other spirits, more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be also with this evil generation. Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 to 45. We must recognize that deliverance is often a process and not a singular event. If people refuse to build their faith, study the Word, renew their minds, and fight the fight of faith, they can receive deliverance ministry and end up worse. Go to the power source. I remember a number of years ago, as I was leading a church in a very religious territory, a severely bound man came to me for help. He told me that he had been molested as a child and had continual struggles. You could look at him and see the presence of an unclean spirit. It had attached itself to every part of his life. He was in desperate need of spiritual breakthrough and strong deliverance ministry. I asked him where he went to church, and he told me. In that region, there were few places that believed in and practiced deliverance. He was attending a nice church that had nice one-hour meetings with no power or authority. You may be happy to attend a nice church. You may love the music, the short services, and all the nice, predictable messages. Until your family gets in trouble. Then you want a radical church that heals the sick, casts out demons, and believes in miracles. I asked the man if he had shared this issue with his pastor. He said he had, and that his pastor had laughed and said that they did not believe in demons at that church. This is a problem. If you have demonic oppression, and you are attending a nice church that refuses to deal with demons, you can easily sink deeper into spiritual trouble. This man was desperate and in major trouble, but he was in a place that refused to help him. The reality of demons pushed them beyond their comfort zone. You must understand that deliverance is neither pretty nor convenient, but it is absolutely necessary. The church you go to could be the difference between life and death for you. It is easy to be extremely zealous, see a need, and just start casting out spirits, but in reality, if the person involved is not willing to do some follow-up work, you are doing that person a disservice. I've learned this the hard way. Demonic oppression creates strongholds in the thought life that act as gateways into a person. Those thoughts are connected to desires. The thoughts must be dealt with, the desires must be resisted, and the flesh must be put under. Fasting is a great deliverance tool. The enemy will use thoughts, emotions, feelings, and desires to try and creep back in. Many people just want it all dealt with at an altar with no effort on their part. This is lazy faith. James taught us that faith takes some elbow grease. There must be some effort exerted. Not only do we have to break the foothold of the enemy, but we must also resist his attempts to come back. Therefore, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. After receiving deliverance, the journey continues. It is imperative that you resist, stand against, and firmly and repeatedly say no. It'll take the prayers and agreement of others to keep the cord broken. Sometimes you must let go of some relationships and change your surroundings. You may have to stop watching certain programs and listening to certain music to slam the gateway shut and keep it that way. The devil will lie to you and tell you that you are not free because you are having a tempting thought or desire. This is a heinous lie, intended to overwhelm you and get you to give in to a spirit of defeat. You must recognize this lie and aggressively rise against it. You are not a captive to your mind, your body, or your appetites. You are in charge. You can use your authority to make these things line up with the word of God. No temptation has taken you except what is common to man. God is faithful, and he will not permit you to be tempted above what you can endure, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The word temptation means a strong urge or desire. When a demon is removed, there can be root systems in the thought life. These thoughts attempt to give way to desires. These desires need to be bridled by the word of God and your new nature. You must tap into the realm of the spirit and subdue the desire. The enemy provides temptation. Don't let the fact that you are being tempted cause you to question the freedom that belongs to you. The devil wants to use a fleeting thought or desire to convince you that you are bound. Do not buy his lies. Keep your confession strong and your mind rooted in the word of God. There's a powerful connection between what is in your heart and your mouth. When you believe something, you will think on it, and it will be planted deep inside of your thought life. You will then speak it out of your mouth. As you speak what you believe, you are releasing words of life or death in the realm of the Spirit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. One vital key to living and staying free is to make speaking the word of God part of your prayer life. Refuse to allow negative words of fear to dominate your mind and mouth. When the enemy screams at your mind that you are not free, boldly tell him that you are free and bind his lies up in Jesus' name. Dive deep into the word of God and find answers for your situation. Become a student of the freedom that you are seeking, and then pray, ponder, and meditate on those verses. Speak them out of your mouth. Call your mind free. Call your body free. Call your spiritual life free. Call your family free. Call your business, ministry, and financial life free. Prophesy the word of God over your life by declaring what has already been written. Your mouth becomes a defense against the enemy. Decreeing the victory and breaking the power of the enemy are a crucial part of your personal freedom. Here are prayers and confessions for the various areas I have covered. Breaking Jezebel attacks. Intimidation. Thank you, Lord, that you said in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. I break all intimidation from me in Jesus' name. I bind fear. I bind timidity in Jesus' name. I break the power of Jezebel's intimidation off my life in the name of Jesus. I command the lies of Jezebel to be broken off my mind. You foul Jezebel spirit, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I will not listen to you. I will not surrender to you. I am free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rebellion. Lord, I thank you that I can and do fully surrender to you. You said in James chapter 4, verse 7, to submit myself to you and resist the devil. I come before you now, bowing my life before you. I offer myself as an offering to you. I give all of me to you. I repent for opening any doors of rebellion. I repent for partnering with rebellious thoughts or activities. I ask for your mercy and forgiveness over my life in Jesus' name. I speak to every foul operation of rebellion, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. I break the hold of Jezebel's rebellion over my life in the name of Jesus. I confess that I am free, that I honor authority and submit to all godly leaders, and that I live a life of godly surrender and submission in Jesus' name. Word curses. Thank you, Lord, that I am blessed coming in and blessed going out according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. No curse can prosper against my life. I release the power of the blood of Jesus over me in Jesus' name. I break every word curse of Jezebel over my life. Every demonic decree over me is broken. Every false accusation is exposed and proved a lie. No lie will stand against me. No decree of witchcraft against me will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I break the power of Jezebel over my life in Jesus' name. I say that I am free, and the word of the Lord is prevailing in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Confusion, manipulation, and lies. Thank you, Lord, that I walk in perfect peace, according to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. My mind is fixed upon you, Lord, and your shalom is abundant in my life. I break every spirit and power of confusion sent from hell against me in the authority of Jesus' name. I break the power of lies and confusion from the Jezebel spirit. I break manipulative powers over my life in Jesus' name. I say that I am free from guilt, shame, and control. I refuse to manipulate others and strive to get my own way. I command all powers of manipulation to be broken over my life in Jesus' name. The Jezebel spirit has no authority over my life. I command every form of Jezebel witchcraft and attack to be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Strange fire. Thank you, Lord, that I am consumed by your holy fire in Jesus' name, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. The fire of purity prevails in my life. The fire of revival is burning in me. The fire of awakening is rich in my life. The fire of deliverance and power is strong in me. I break every attack of strange fire and sorcery over my life. No strange fire can enter my life in Jesus' name. I break the power of Jezebel's witchcraft over my life in the mighty name of Jesus and command it to go right now. I loose the freedom and purity of the Lord Jesus Christ in every area of my life. I say that I am blessed and free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Seduction. Thank you, Lord, that I am pure in my thought life. Thank you, Lord, that I am sexually pure. I break all thoughts and temptations of lust in the name of Jesus. I break every spirit of perversion off my life and command them to go now in Jesus' name. I am not seduced or drawn away by the Jezebel spirit. I release the holiness and purity of the Lord over my life. Lord, you said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that I should be sanctified and avoid all immorality. I call for purity in my life. I consecrate my mind and body to you in the name of Jesus. Lust cannot operate in me. Immorality cannot prevail in my life in Jesus' name. I release the power and freedom of Jesus in my life right now. Amen. Breaking Python attacks. Physical attacks. I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed and free. I break every attack of choking, congestion, and breathing problems in the name of Jesus. I say that I am healed and free. According to Job chapter 33, verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. I thank you, Lord, that my breathing is normal. You, foul python spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to take your hands off my body. I command you to loose my lungs, throat, and breathing. Go now in Jesus' name. I say I am healed and free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your power flowing over my body now in Jesus' name. Amen. Confusion and heaviness. I come against confusion in Jesus' name. I break the power of the python spirit over my thought life. I release supernatural peace in the name of Jesus. I boldly confess that I have the mind of Christ according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. My thoughts are clear. My thoughts are filled with the knowledge of God. I also break heaviness and confess that I am filled with joy. Python spirit, I break your grip over my thoughts and emotions in the name of Jesus. I command you to go right now in Jesus' name. I say that I am free. I say that I have the joy of the Lord. I say that I am blessed now in Jesus' name. Amen. False utterances and false prophetic words. Father, I thank you for purity in every area of my life in Jesus' name. You said in your word that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Revelations chapter 19, verse 10. I break every false prophetic word over my life in Jesus' name. I pull down every misleading and destructive utterance. I bind up every wrong decree, and I release the power of the blood of Jesus over my mind. I thank you, Lord, for cleansing my prophetic life so that I hear your voice and align with your will. I command every lie of Python over my life to be broken now in Jesus' name. I command every false prophetic spirit to go now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that I am free in Jesus' name. Amen. Flattery. I break every flattering lie that has been spoken over me. In James chapter 4, verse 10, you said, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." I come before you now humbly asking for your direction and guidance in every area of my life. I thank you, Lord, that my heart is fully surrendered to you in Jesus' name. I command every flattering decree of Python to be broken over my life in Jesus' name. I break every deceptive word in Jesus' name. I command the power of the Python spirit over me to be broken right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Stalking. Thank you, Father, that according to Psalm 37, verse 23, my steps are ordered of the Lord. You provided the right steps for me to take in every area of my life. I am confident in your leadership and guidance. I am protected and loved by you as I follow your leading. I break the stalking spirit of Python over my life in Jesus' name. I am not harassed, followed, or irritated by the Python spirit. Python spirit, I command you to go now in Jesus' name. I confess that I am free. My steps are blessed and my pathway secure in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lies and deception. Thank you, Lord, that I am led by your Spirit, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. The Holy Spirit lives in me. The Holy Spirit is my teacher. I am not deceived. Deception cannot prevail in my life. I break the power of deception and deceiving spirits in the name of Jesus. I break lies and false thoughts off my life. I command the power of every lie to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I confess that the anointing lies in my belly, according to 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. The Spirit of truth lives in me, and I am led into all truth. I am not deceived. I break free from the grip of Python and the authority of Jesus' name. I command the Spirit of Python to go from every area of my life now in Jesus' name. Spirit of Python, I cast you out right now. Leave in the authority of the Lord Jesus. I am free in Jesus' name. Amen. Breaking religious spirit attacks. Complaining. Lord, I choose to meditate on your goodness in my life. I'm so thankful for every blessing, every miracle, every breakthrough, even the little things. I confess that you are my Father, you are my healer, you are my provider, you are my everything. You said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, that I should do all things without murmuring or disputing. Thank you, Father, that my mouth is filled with praise and my heart is filled with thanks. I rebuke the religious spirit and command its power over my life to be broken in the name of Jesus. I cast out the religious spirit now and break it off me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Offense. Thank you, Lord, that I walk in love. You said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that love is patient and kind. I confess that I am patient with others, and I am kind. I do not keep track of wrongs. I do not hold grudges. I am free from offense. I break the power of offense off my life in the name of Jesus. I choose to walk in forgiveness toward others. I choose to release all pain and wounds. Father, I thank you for your nature, your love, and your mercy operating in me toward others. I release all hurts, and I declare your love is washing over me now, in Jesus' name. Critical attitude. Thank you, Lord, that you said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that love never fails. I say that I walk in love and mercy with people. I say that I see your love for their lives. I say that I see the potential in people. I see the victory in their lives. I am not critical in the name of Jesus. I break every critical attitude and thought process over my life. I refuse to partner with religious spirit and have a negative attitude. My eyes see as Christ would see. My mouth speaks as Christ would speak. I walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I am free in Jesus' name. Amen. Condemnation. Thank you, Lord, that I am free from condemnation as a child of God, according to Romans chapter 8. I break every lie that would try to condemn me or accuse me in the name of Jesus. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of life has made me free. I am free in my mind. I am free in my spirit. I am free in my body. I walk in your grace. I receive your promises. I receive your goodness and your love in my life. I break the weight, the lies, and the hindrance of condemnation off my life in the name of Jesus. I command condemnation to go in Jesus' name. I break every religious lie and mentality off my life and boldly declare that I am blessed, loved, forgiven, accepted, and free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dryness. Thank you, Lord, for the rivers of living water in my belly, according to John chapter 7, verse 38. I call forth Holy Spirit rivers in my life. I break the dry climate that Jezebel and religion would attempt to establish in my spiritual life. I release the rivers of refreshing. I release the rivers of joy. I release the rivers of healing. I release the rivers of mercy. I release the rivers of restoration. You said that you would anoint me with fresh oil. I declare fresh Holy Spirit oil running over every area of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the outpouring of your Spirit in my life. I break and bind the weight of the religious spirit and every religious attack, and I cast them out of my life in the name of Jesus. I command them to go now in Jesus' name. I call forth a spiritual climate shift in my life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bondage. Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price for freedom in every area of my life. You said in John chapter 8, verse 36, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I claim absolute freedom from all forms of religious bondage. I break heaviness and bondage off my thought life in Jesus' name. I break bondage off my spiritual life in Jesus' name. I release the power of God over me. I decree total freedom through the blood of Jesus. I'm not bound. I'm free. I command the religious spirit to go now in the name of Jesus. I cast you out and break your power over my life. As I read the word of God, I say that I read it as a son or daughter and not a slave. I say that my mind is being renewed and my thoughts are lining up with your promises. I release freedom over every area of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. As you break the power of these demonic spirits over your life, you are invoking the rights and privileges afforded you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Authority must be exercised. The enemy will always attempt to overstep and push the limits, establishing yourself in the revelation of your identity and freedom. Powerfully positions you to live without the evil influence of the toxic trio. Thank you for listening to this recording of Hell's Toxic Trio by Ryan LeStrange. This book was read by Johnny Heller. This audio recording was produced in 2018 by Mission Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma House, Charisma Media / Charisma House Book Group, originally published in English as Hell's Toxic Trio, Defeat the Demonic Spirits That Stall Your Destiny, copyright 2018 by Ryan LeStrange, all rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.